when we're confronted with a text like this, it's important, as far as we can, to sort of enter into the mind of Jesus. This is God Himself made man with the most powerful and enlightened mind that ever existed. And He sees all these things. I've often thought of that. Somebody once pointed that out. You know, wherever He walked, He saw demons. And He just walked. And He saw these things. And when He's teaching us here about demons, this isn't sort of antiquated, you know, Middle Eastern, that's the way they think. This is the Son of God teaching us. And it's remarkable, isn't it, to think when we look at it that way, we somehow, unless I'm the only one, we think, well, Jesus is, you know, He's talking like us, you know. I mean, He's giving us instruction about these demons, whoever they are and whatever they do. And no, He's not. He sees with perfect clarity exactly what's going on, and He tells it to us to warn us, to instruct us. He sees what's going on. This all begins with what Mark calls the sin against the Holy Spirit. Jesus had just driven out a demon. And some of the crowd, doesn't say who, Luke doesn't tell us, the other texts do. By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, He drives out demons. What a thing to say, huh? Think of the hatred in that kind of a phrase. Jesus has just relieved someone of incredible suffering. You know, the ministry of deliverance and exorcism is a ministry of mercy. And Jesus, in His power, has just freed this person from this demonic infestation. And they say, but He's in league with Satan. Others, to test Him, asked for a sign from heaven. They just had one. You know, do something. What are they looking for? Well, it depends on who they are. They're looking for something sensational. Oh, did you see that? You know. Or there was one more proof that you really are who you say you are. And in other words, force me to believe. Nobody can be forced to believe. No sign will ever force you to believe. Belief is the response to an invitation stirred up and moved in us by the Holy Spirit, to which we have to respond. But He knew their thoughts. And He said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? He sees this. Now, you have to realize that the demons hate each other. They torture each other. And everybody in hell does this to everybody else. So it's not that level. It's another level of division. They are united. They're not united, but they are moving in the same direction against God. And so, Jesus challenges it. Every kingdom divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. Now think of the compassion of Jesus. He argues with them. He says, if I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Can you imagine arguing? In this world, this first century BC, first century AD world particularly, the Jews were famous for being able to get rid of demons. Everybody knew they were demons. There was no problem about that. Everybody knew that. they confronted them in their life. Everybody knew that. It takes our enlightened age to have even exegetes say there's no demons. But the Jews were great at getting rid of them. And they had a reputation for that. Let them be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the rule of God has come among you. God's rule. God is establishing his rule. God, in his power, through me, is driving back the kingdom of darkness. You see, what drives back the kingdom of darkness is faith. Faith and deep, childlike response to God. Satan can't touch that. Somebody once told me, this fellow was doing an exorcism, and there were a group of women over there praying, which often is the way they do it. So there's a group of people praying, and they're singing songs and praising God, and they started to sing a song, and they forgot the words. So they started to laugh, and the demon screamed, "Shut up! I cannot stand joy." I'm just trying to give you an idea, that we read this and we go on, and just get into the heart and the mind of Jesus as he's trying to teach everybody, huh? And then, most probably, these arguments were given at different times, and they're put here by Luke and the other synoptics in another way. This is Jesus' teaching about this. This is what a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor in which he relied and distributes the spoils. That's me. I'm the stronger one. Open your eyes and see what I'm doing. And then get some idea of who I am. That's me. I'm the stronger one. And I bind this one. Plunder his goods. I'm here. Pulling people out of this world. Talk to people who've been where the demons are more manifest. Not more numerous, just more manifest. And you'll see what he's talking about. Huh? And then he tells us, who's ever not with me is against me. You got your choice. Now remember, he sees this, you see. He sees these demons groveling around, screaming around. If you're not with me, you're against me. Now he says the other someplace, if you're not against me, you're with me. And who doesn't gather with me scatters. Then, in another time, he gave this other teaching. And this teaching is, when you've been freed from demonic attack of any kind, make sure that you listen to God and obey him. God the Father sometimes allows those attacks just to give us an idea of how serious this stuff is, to frighten us into shaping up. This is not a joke. He goes out into the arid regions. It's always been for reasons we don't understand, but the desert is always a place where you can find the demons. That's why the monks went out there. They went out there to fight with them, to clean out this world of these demons. St. Anthony spent, 20 years? 30 years? In an old fort in the middle of the desert, all alone. The people going by would hear the demons beating on him and all the rest. And when he finally came out from that, he was almost 100 years old, and he was lovely and radiant and healthy and strong and beautiful. Antonios, the great monk of the desert. So what this text is saying is, or what our Lord is telling us is, look out. You see, if you're clean, and fill the cleanliness with faith, with good works. Don't tolerate vice in your life. Ah, there'll always be some, and the Lord will help us get rid of it, but don't just tolerate it, because things could get worse. And it's just interesting the way Lucas, this is all matter-of-fact teaching, huh? Friday morning, and here we are, you know, this is our Lord's teaching.